Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, April 9th, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. You can get your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success, now available at abookin90days.com, and it's downloadable. So as soon as you place your order, you'll get your book and also a 90-minute audio narration. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Why Entrepreneurs Need a Virtual Assistant, with my guest, Melissa Barham of Barham Virtual Assistants. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my guests. My listeners, you're my guests too, actually. Whether you're listening live on the phone or maybe you're over on the website, you're getting live streaming, I see a number of you in the chat room. Some of you are just listening to the show after the fact from the archives or from iTunes. It doesn't matter. I still welcome you and thank you for making space in your schedule to join me. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. If you go to my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button, you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week. Of course, there's ways there to also connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You name it, I'm pretty easy to find. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. In order to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many different fields, because in my view, all of those things tie into your happiness. Fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, we've talked about relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, business development, all of these things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Why You Should Hire a Virtual Assistant with my guest, Melissa Barham, owner of Barham Virtual Assistants. Now, Melissa has been working as a virtual assistant since early 2007, specializing in WordPress websites and e-product graphics. She enjoys helping her clients, and you can tell that when you get to meet her. She enjoys helping them take the pieces of their puzzles, and we all know what a puzzle it can be on the internet, and put them together to create their online presence and maintain it. She is also a wife and a work-at-home mom to two sweet little boys. She confesses, though, that she is hopelessly addicted to iced coffee, a Greek food junkie, and she needs her weekly fix of Big Bang Theory. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Melissa Barham. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Flora.
Thank you for making time to be here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. This is a very important topic for those of us in business, and that's quite a few people, entrepreneurs, small business owners, because it doesn't take too long before you hit a wall when you're in business. So let's start off by telling people who don't know yet, what is a virtual assistant? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
A virtual assistant is an independent contractor who works generally from their home, their in-home office, and they support other entrepreneurs by providing them with administrative, creative, and technical services.
Okay. So. And what I like and what I want to emphasize about when we say virtual assistant, some people may think, well, why can't I hire somebody local who comes to my office or whatever in person? Well, that's certainly an option as well. But so many of us entrepreneurs are working alone from home, and we need assistants who maybe are really good at what they do but are not in our local area. So that's where the term virtual comes in, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, why should an entrepreneur even hire a virtual assistant? I mean, what brings them to that? What's the motivation?
Well, some of the things about working with a virtual assistant, or why you should hire one, is when you contract with a virtual assistant, you're going to have less to worry about than if you would have hired someone to come in and work in your office, if you even have an actual office, because a lot of us that work from home, we don't have a real office. So when you hire a virtual assistant, you contract them, so they're not paid employees. You're not going to have to worry about things like filing taxes or payroll or sick days, paid vacation, holidays or overtime or anything like that. We're responsible for our own schedule. We also pay our own taxes, so there's no extra fees for that for you. You also don't have to worry about programs, licensing for different software that we use. We provide everything that we need to complete the tasks that we offer to our clients. So if you hire us to do website design or graphics design, we already have everything we need for that. So you don't have to worry about anything beyond, you know, figuring out what you need from us, and we take care of the rest.
Okay, that's a good point. You know, I'd never thought about that side of it in terms of if I ask a virtual assistant to set up a website and there's a certain theme that I want. So you're saying that the virtual assistant already has access to that theme, and then we don't have to go to extra, I mean, maybe not all themes, but many things,
maybe not
right?
all themes, but if you're working with a virtual assistant that does web design, chances are that they have already purchased the licensing to use the popular designs on multiple theme or multiple websites.
Okay.
So
okay.
There's a good chance that you won't have additional fees for things like that.
That's wonderful to know. I never thought about that side of it. And I also like the fact that you mentioned when it comes to hiring regular employees, and trust me, I've had a brick-and-mortar business in the past. And, boy, trying to deal with the regulations and the taxes and workman's comp, oh, my goodness, with real employees, it's more than a notion.
Oh, yeah.
So, virtual assistance in that regard is extremely wonderful. Now, does working with a virtual assistant really benefit people in business? I mean, how have you seen your business and other virtual assistants benefit entrepreneurs and small businesses?
Oh, it absolutely will benefit your business. By working with a virtual assistant, you'll end up finding that you have more time to spend developing your business, spending time with your family, or just relaxing. A lot of us are workaholics, and it's just go, 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 go. When you hire a virtual assistant, we can take care of the things that are daily tasks for your business that don't necessarily require yourself. So you can look at what you're doing that's just really sucking up your time, that's not making you money. You can have a virtual assistant complete those, and then you're freed up to do the things that bring money back into your business. So you can spend the time planning out the teleseminar that you have coming up, or meeting with your clients, or blocking off large time periods for you to work on your big projects that are coming up. And you're not going to have to worry about those small tasks that used to take up your time.
Yeah, that's extremely important, because one of the interesting things about business is you work hard to get some clients, and then when you get them, that takes up your time to service them. So now you don't have time to do some of the other things you were doing when you didn't have clients. So as you begin to get business, it becomes extremely important, because if you're trying to do everything, we know that you're juggling too many balls, something's going to crash.
Absolutely.
Now, what exactly can a VA do for you? Can you name some of the kinds of tasks you've done and maybe that others do for their clients?
Sure. Virtual assistants specialize in all different kinds of fields. There's some that just do one general area, and then there's other virtual assistants that do a little bit of everything. The chances are, if there's a task in your business that needs to be done, there's a virtual assistant that specializes in that. It can be anything from WordPress websites to social media, membership plugins that you need help setting up, or even simple things like sending out your e-zine or scheduling your blog posts. It's just anything that you can think of a virtual assistant can do for you. Some of the good things to look at outsourcing if you're leaning in the direction of working with a VA is anything that you sit down and you find yourself, you're just not motivated to complete. You don't enjoy it. It's just not something that you like doing, something along those lines. Anything that makes you feel overwhelmed. A lot of people that I work with come to me, they have a WordPress website, and they think, oh my gosh, I have 12 plugins that need updated, but the last time I updated one, it broke my blog. You know, so you're not comfortable doing it. You know how to, but you'd just rather not, because if something goes wrong, you're not sure how to fix it. Those kind of things are really great to have a virtual assistant do, because they do them pretty regularly. They know what to do to back up your website to make sure if something goes wrong that they can fix it for you. So, things like that.
That's extremely important, because nothing makes you more nuts than something going wrong. And it always seems to happen in the middle of the night. I don't know why that is. It's like when you're trying to finish a task and things go wrong. Something that used to work just fine suddenly doesn't. And I find that a VA is helpful even in understanding what those problems are. They can anticipate them, or at least they're not as shocked or been out of shape about them, because they've encountered them before and they know how to deal with them, and they don't panic as much as we do, if those of us who are trying to handle it. It just gets to the point, especially now, things are changing so fast, so many new versions of things. It just doesn't make sense for an entrepreneur who wants to grow to keep trying to do all of that stuff. You have to, at some point, recognize the value of getting help. Now, I know some people worry about it because it costs money, but it seems like there's a point at which you have to do it to make money. I mean, it gets to where you're not going to make any unless you get that help. So it's extremely important. Before I forget this part, could you tell listeners how to get in touch with you so they can learn more about your services?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is www.barhamvirtualassistance.com. Right now I have a waiting list, but that changes. So if you're interested in working with me or finding out about what services I do have to offer, you can find out there. While you're there, I have a freebie that I give to anyone who would like to sign up for my mailing list, and it is called Feeling Frazzled, Outsource That To-Do List. And it just goes over hundreds of different things that you can outsource if you're not sure. It also gives you tips on working with virtual assistants. And you can find that on my website. You can also connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Barham Virtual Assistant.
Okay.
So either one of those ways.
Facebook is Barham Virtual Assistant, T-A-N-T at the end, or C-E at the end? Which one?
Barham Virtual Assistant.
With a T.
C-E.
Oh, C-E, okay, the whole thing, just like your website.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I want to remind people of that again. Her website is www.barham, B-A-R-H-A-M, virtualassistanceCE at the end, .com, all one word. So be sure to go there and get your free download, because that's going to give you some help and relief right there before you even sign up for the waiting list. Now, one of the things that I and other business people have problems with, let's say, okay, we recognize that we need help.
Okay.
And we want to hire a virtual assistant. But the next thing that happens is, how do we decide what to delegate? Because here we have all these tasks that need to be done. And I think a lot of people hesitate to hire a virtual assistant because of the frustration or confusion about what to delegate. So how do we decide that?
Okay. That's one of the biggest questions I get from people when they contact me. I have all this stuff I need to do, I'm so overwhelmed that I don't know where to start. The best suggestion or advice that I can give you when you get to that point is take a piece of paper out when you start your workday and write everything down that you do.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how big or small it is, write it down. At the end of the day, go back and look at that paper and check off the things that are taking up the most of your time that don't require you.
Okay.
It can be anything, updating your Facebook page, updating social media. Say that you write your blog post in Word on your computer, and then you have to go and transfer them into your blog.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things don't actually require you. So those would be the number one thing that I'd tell you that you should look at outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing would be anything that you don't enjoy doing. Anything that you don't enjoy doing, you're going to put off. The longer that you put it off, the longer it's on your to-do list staring back at you. Once you get those things done, you're going to feel so much better about what you do have to do. It's not going to be a dreaded thing to sit down at your desk to get to work, because you're going to be excited to be able to work on the things that do bring income back into your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what should we do? You've just said to document everything you do in a workday and then go back and take a look at which things that needed to be done but you didn't have to do them. And especially this thing about not enjoying what you're doing. I find that at first I may be kind of excited about the idea of learning a new piece of software or a new tool, but as soon as I had a little snack, I'm ready to give up on it. So sometimes we want, those of us who are control freaks, we want to control and know about everything that's going on in our businesses, but we don't have to do everything. So there's some minimal knowledge is fine, but we have to face the fact, don't we, when we hit that point where it just doesn't make sense to try to keep going with that tool or that software, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, if you have a certain way that you process something that you're thinking about delegating, but you're not too sure because it's a little bit more complicated and you don't think the virtual assistant might know exactly how you process that, you just take the time to write out all your steps as you're doing it the next time and save that for when you do start working with the virtual assistant. It will take you a little bit of time to write everything down, but once you start working with the virtual assistant, all that time saved from that program that's driving you crazy, you'll have that all back. You'll be able to put that towards more important things.
So I think sounds like one of the things we have to do then is to document, but we also have to have patience, because I would imagine when you begin working with a virtual assistant, just like an employee or anyone, it takes patience to begin to understand what you're doing, what they can do, and to, like you say, to share your steps and your process if you have a certain way of doing things, right?
Definitely. There's some things that most virtual assistants are going to know, but if there's a special task that you do in your business that isn't something that's common among other business owners, they might not know how to work with that program, or they may not understand the steps that you take. So it's good to go over that, and, you know, you can have a meeting with your virtual assistant, show them how it's done. It does take a little bit for communication-wise, especially on new things for a VA, but most of the time they're pretty quick catching on. It's what they do all the time. They work with other entrepreneurs who have their own little quirky tasks, and, you know, it just takes a little bit of time, but in the long run it would definitely be worth. If it's something that frustrates you, it's definitely worth looking at going that route.
Okay. So I think I'm just making notes to myself about what we need to do. We need to, first of all, document everything we do, and then find out which things you don't enjoy doing, which that should be easy to tell after a certain point, and then to write out any steps or processes. And next, to be patient and willing to communicate, because no one can read our minds. Of course, we can't read our minds. So you've got to be able to and willing to communicate with your virtual assistant to bring success. Also, I think trusting the virtual assistant to know what they're doing and to value their advice, that's one of the things that I would look for, too, is being able to get feedback and advice, because the virtual assistant has the experience with many programs and many tools, and being able to get advice that can best help you is, to me, kind of critical.
Oh, definitely.
Now, how do we go about choosing the right VA? Because I don't know how many virtual assistants there are out there, but as we know from our other experiences in life, it's probably not a good idea just to go and Google virtual assistant and grab the first one that pops up. So how do we choose a virtual assistant? What should we be looking for?
Well, for most of us, our businesses are like our babies. And as a mom, I can assure you, I wouldn't let anybody watch my child. You should apply the same concept towards your business. Don't leave tasks to be completed by someone that you don't feel is competent or that you don't feel like you can trust. You have to have a really good working relationship with your virtual assistant. So the best thing that I can tell you is when you start searching for your perfect VA, sit down and figure out what you want them to do for you. If you find it's focused more on social media, you might want to start looking for a virtual assistant that specializes in that area. If it's more towards website design and WordPress, you're going to want to look for someone that does that. Once you figure that out, go and talk with your friends that are entrepreneurs that you work with, you've done teleseminars with. See if they have anybody that they recommend. It's so much easier than Googling virtual assistant. If you do that, you're going to come back with who knows how many different virtual assistants, and people online can be a little flaky sometimes. So don't just pick one out of a hat and decide to work with them, because it can become quite the nightmare if they're not experienced or if you have less than great communication. If you're not coming up with good recommendations from colleagues, that's okay. What you're going to want to do is check out their website, hop over to their social media sites if they're on Facebook and Twitter. Look at the big picture. Don't just see, hey, this is a nice website, I like the style here. You want a little bit deeper than that. Look at their testimonials. See what their clients have to say.
Oh, you mean the VA's website?
Yes.
Okay.
Their main website.
Okay.
See what their clients have to say. Are they getting raving reviews? Do they seem like they're organized? Working from home is hard, and you've got to stay organized, or you're not going to get your stuff done. So organization is going to be a big thing. Check out their portfolio, especially if you're looking for any type of design work done. You want to know what you're going to get yourself into there. The other thing to look for is find out if they have a contract in place. You want to make sure that they have all their steps down for working with someone new. If they have a contract in place, it's going to outline what you're going to pay an hour, or if it's a per project, you're going to know what to expect. And that helps put trust in place between you, and that's incredibly important. I personally would not work with someone that didn't have a contract, because if you don't have a contract, you don't know what you should expect. The other thing, last, is once you've started talking to someone about it, if you feel for any reason it's just not right, it doesn't seem like a good fit, trust your gut. There's a reason that you're getting that feeling. Go ahead and thank them for their time and move on, and just keep looking. There are so many different VAs out there, and everyone will bring something different to the table. We're all from different backgrounds. Some of us might, you know, have worked in an office for years. Others might have done design work, and now they're just bringing it all together and wanting to work from home and assist in other ways. So it might take a little bit of time, but just stick with it, and once you find the person that's right for your business, you'll know. And don't settle for something less than what you're looking for. It never turns out well if you do that.
What has been your ideal type of client? Can you remember a situation where you had an ideal client? Of course, without naming names, but, you know, who's been the most fun and enjoyable to work with in terms of the way that you've worked together?
I've had, over the last 5 years, several different kinds of clients. I prefer to work with people who are a little bit more laid back. I do work with children at home. I do keep a schedule, but there's times that I am not always able to meet what I like. The same with working with these different people. It's good to get into a rhythm for communication. As long as you're communicating, everything goes great. I find that I work best with people who are organized and know what they're looking for, can provide examples, and I like it when people bring me the pieces and say, I have this, this is my vision, this is what I'm looking to do, can you help me? And then we go to the drawing board and we put it all together, and everybody ends up happy in the end.
Yeah, it sounds like working with a virtual assistant is almost like going to a therapy or any other kind of service where you kind of go in with, here are all these pieces. Now, where should I start and what should I do first? I think being able to see that big picture and help direct us I think we need a lot of help even in just knowing where to start. You know, when you are new in working with the virtual assistant, I would imagine an entrepreneur really needs your guidance. And, okay, here's all my stuff. Now, where should we start with this? Right?
Definitely, yes. Yes, I have people bring me, they've got like 6 different projects going on. They want to do one from this, one from this, one from this. And you have to kind of look at the big picture and step back and focus on one area, get one task done and move on to the next, not jumping between everything, or it just becomes a jumbled mess.
That's what got us to needing a virtual assistant in the first place.
Yes.
Probably is all of that mishmash. Well, are there any, is there like an agency certification or process, or what do virtual assistants go through before they can hang out their shingle?
It really depends. There are places you can get certifications online. There are different associations that you can work with. It just depends on the virtual assistant. Some people are associated with the International Virtual Assistants Association. Others are not. I think it definitely depends on your background and where you come from and what you've been doing prior to starting up your business online. Some new people may not have any training, and they may just decide that, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. So it's really important when you are looking for a VA that you look into what they've been doing and how they've been spending their time. If they're brand new, it is really good to look at their associations and see where they're members of, because that will give you a good idea. There's different training online that you can get.
Okay.
So it all depends on your virtual assistant and what exactly they're doing and what field they're working in.
Wow, this is a lot to consider, but it's extremely important. We're at the end of the show today already. Do you have any closing words for us to remember as we think about why we need a virtual assistant?
As you're sitting down to work each day, if there's tasks that you feel are holding you back from getting the stuff done that you really need to get done, that's when you need to start looking. It can be a big, long process. You feel like it's going to take a lot of time, but it really doesn't. Once you get those tasks off your to-do list and you can go back to focusing on what is important, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to be glad that you finally took the leap and did that. So,
thank you. That's been so helpful. I've been talking today with Melissa Barham. Her website is www.barhamvirtualassistants.com, and Barham is spelled B-A-R-H-A-M. I want to urge you to go over and take a look and at least grab your freebie. Even though she is busy right now and is pretty booked, she does have a waiting list. So you need to sign up for that if you are looking for working with her. But certainly you've gotten some information that can steer you in the right direction, whichever way you decide to go. Thank you so much, Melissa, for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Flora.
Certainly. I urge all of you who have been informed, enlightened, encouraged by today's show to share what you've learned with your family and colleagues. Remember that a recording of the episode is available on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. You can return there anytime to hear it. It also is available in iTunes. Today's show is brought to you by abookin90days.com. a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. When you go to abookin90days.com, you'll be able to download your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success, as well as the audio narration that goes with it. Please join me again next Monday, April 16th, 2012, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I promise you another informative and exciting show at that time. I am Flora Brown. I've been coming to you from Anaheim, California. Have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.